brothers and sisters, I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the Feast of All Souls, all those who have gone before us believing in God, hoping for eternal life. Many of them are our friends, our families, but there are millions of people who have gone before us. And some of them are not yet ready to see the face of God. They're not condemned, but they're not yet ready. And we believe in a place called purgatory where they depend on our prayers and they are purified that they can see the face of God. Pope Benedict wrote this at one point on All Souls Day. He said, "I would go so far as to say that if there was no purgatory, then we would have to invent it. For who would dare say of himself that he was able to stand directly before God? And yet we don't want to be, to use an image from Scripture, a pot that turned out wrong, that has to be thrown away. We want to be able to be put right." And purgatory basically means that God can put the pieces back together again, that he can cleanse us in such a way that we are able to be with him and can stand there in the fullness of life. Purgatory strips off from one person what is unbearable and from another the inability to bear certain things, so that in each of them a pure heart is revealed and we can see that we all belong together in one enormous symphony of being. It's powerful meditation. Think about it. Pray about it. I don't certainly see myself as ready to see the face of God. I see myself as limping. I see myself as broken in some ways. I know that I live by his mercy, and that in his mercy, he will save me. Brothers and sisters, there are things we need to face. And yet God, in his mercy, in this incredible year of mercy, and there's not that much left of the year. As my booklets that I've written say, in mercy, what we need to do is repent of our sins, acknowledge our weakness, that we can be beneficiaries of God's incredible mercy. Purgatory is actually a sign of God's mercy. He wants us to be with him. And if we've fallen short in this life, he gives us this opportunity to get it right. We want to love him and follow him. But I'm poor, weak, sinful creature. I try. I seek his strength. He is very near. He hears me. I know he hears me. And I try to follow him with everything I have. But I make mistakes. Sometimes my own selfishness gets in the way. In fact, more than a few times. My own selfishness, my own desire for what I want when I want it or what I think is right gets in the way. God will forgive me, and he will forgive you no matter what your sin. But we're imperfect. We're sinful. We need his help. And the more we recognize that we need his help, the less actual discouragement there is when we know we need his help, because he's right there to help us. We don't have to beg him to help us. We just have to go and say, "Please help me." And he will. So we pray for all those who are in purgatory today. We pray for all those who wait to see the fullness of God's face. Pray for them. And ask them that when they get into heaven, they pray for you. Book of Wisdom, chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. "The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace, For if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace, he proved them, and as sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation, when God calls them home, they shall shine and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. If we're seeking to follow God, we are part of his holy ones, we are part of his elect, and grace and mercy and care from God himself is with us. Let's ask those in purgatory, pray for those in purgatory, and then ask the saints in heaven to pray for us. Pray for them and pray for us. We're all one body. We're just at different stages. Ask him for help. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd. He guides me. Do you let him guide you? Or do you just say, I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it? And then you find yourself in a mess and you say, where is God? Because at the beginning of every day, you say to the Lord, guide me, lead me. Lead me on the right paths today. Help me with your rod and your staff that give me courage. Rod is the rod of discipline. Staff is the staff, the shepherd's staff, that he leads in the right way. We need both the rod and the staff. And if we receive them, the psalmist tells us that we actually grow in courage. You don't feel condemned, even when you're punished for what you've done. You don't feel condemned because you know all that God is doing is setting you free from your sins so that you can enter into union with him. He doesn't want you to do it right just to do it right. He wants you to do it right so that you will be in union with him forever, the source of all love. You can't beat that. We just have to be willing to recognize and to honestly own our own sinfulness and our own weakness, not to condemn us. We only see those things revealed so that God can set us free with both his rod and his staff. Accept it. Life is going to be so much better, and I mean that. That is what God has for us. In Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, brothers and sisters, hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. That's for you and me. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person, one might even find the courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't wait till we got it all right. We'd never get there. He died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. That's what God has for us, is reconciliation, hope, healing, love, joy, peace. Why aren't we choosing him? Because we're so deaf, dumb, and blind, we only want what we want, when we want it, how we want it, where we want it. We're so self-centered. God wants to set us free with both his staff and his rod. Accept it. So you have a shorter time in purgatory. Pray for all your brothers and sisters who've gone before you. pray for those who have died. They want your prayer. And the gospel is from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 37 to 40. Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." That's the promise of God, brothers and sisters. Read it. Read it often. John 6, verses 37 to 40. God wants to give you everything. But he, as I say so often, you can say it with me, he never violates my free will. I'm the one that has to make the choice. But if I do, I experience both the grace to repent for my sin and the grace to receive all the mercy that God has for me. Brothers and sisters, there's just so much God wants to give us. And I've talked to people who actually kind of mock me, like, "You mean you believe in that? You believe in God? There's no God. That's a figment of your imagination." So we live life under siege sometimes. Don't ever give up and don't ever give in. What God has promised you, he will. And as each one of us, our beloved family members, our friends who died before us, pray for them. Sometimes, you know, at a funeral liturgy, we canonize them right away, so to speak, make them saints right away. Yes, it's good to remember all their good qualities, absolutely. But all of us, every single one of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Need to pray for one another, that they are received into his kingdom very, very soon, very, very quickly. Only God knows how that works. Only God knows the timing of that. But our part, if we really love those who have gone before us, our part is to pray for them. And this is the day to pray for them in a particular way. It's also, as I've asked you, it is also the week to fast and to pray for our country, for the elections that will be coming next week. May God give us grace. May God give us wisdom. May God give us the courage to believe what we believe and to stand firm in our beliefs. Let us ask God to help us and to make a way for us. May God abundantly bless each of you. This is also a time, I think, to turn to all the saints and ask them, pray for us, pray for us. God will hear their prayer. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.